Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Let's see here. Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and do the audio for Samuel, what, 9?
No, it will be 10. Wait,
10.
I think it's 10. Carrie don't have it. Okay.
Ooh.
Hey.
Huh. What's he say?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm asking, did Karen have it?
Yeah, Karen got it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, okay, that was, okay, that's good.
All right.
Go ahead.
7 to 10. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
For 7 to 10. Does the Lord have anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses, and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord shalt be turned into another man. Let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry, till I come to thee, and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him beforetime saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, what is this that has come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And one of the same place asked, said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also among the prophets? And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, whither went ye? And he said, to seek the asses. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you? And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found. But of the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpeh, and said unto the children of Israel, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And you may but set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken. And Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, See ye him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people? And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah. And there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. But the children of Belial said, How shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents. But he held his peace.
Amen. Amen.
1 Samuel 11. Then next.
Amen. Thank you for that audio reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. Need to do a roll call. I have Auntie Carrie. I have Brother Hubert. Mother May, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Angela. Am I missing anyone?
You're not on.
Auntie
You're in the midst.
Auntie Betty's a listener.
Yes.
Angela, is Brother Daniel with you?
No, not at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome Amen. To the Nellum Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Blessing the prayer line. Do we have anyone for that, Angela?
Oh, girl.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do it. Everyone bow their head for the opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together again to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, we ask that you allow us to hear your words tonight. We ask that you continue to bless us. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, and to know that all things are possible with you. May God bless America. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Get over here and do your phone. You still there, Loretta?
Are you able to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, the song we have is Tasha Cobb, You Still Love Me.
We won't make it right. glass is abundant, you must see this. Project.
Thank you.
What we do, God still loves us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started right on into the meeting. I will start out with Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Red Pebble. Heavenly Father, I pray according to Ephesians 3:16-21. You grant me according to the riches of Christ Jesus' glory. I ask you to strengthen with might through Jesus, that you, Lord, may dwell in my heart, that I am rooted and grounded in love, and that I will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height of Christ's love. To know the love of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of you. Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus is able to do abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that works in me. To God be the glory to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Who?
Who?
Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'll be reading Psalms 33 at a Contemporary English Version. You and the Lord, you are the Lord's people. Obey him and celebrate. He deserves your praise. Praise the Lord with harps. Use harps with 10 strings to make music for him. Sing a new song. Shout. Play a beautiful music. The Lord is truthful. He can be trusted. He loves justice and fairness, and he is kind to everyone, everywhere on earth. The Lord made the heavens and everything in them by his word. He scooped up the ocean and stored the water. Everyone in the world should worship and honor the Lord. As soon as he spoke, the world was created. At his command, the earth formed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalm 33. Next, I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary, who may live on your holy hill, he who walk in blameless, and who does wait in righteousness, no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and cast no slander on his fellow man, who despise man, but honor those who fear the Lord, who keep his oath even even when it hurt, who lend his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against his innocence. He who does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Psalms 15. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 134. The Lord. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 134, Auntie Dot. Next I have Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
You're going to come back, Anne.
Okay. Auntie Carrie, any good news tonight?
Yes. 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 23, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hello, everybody. Good to everybody's voice, and I'm just going to listen tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm back at Sister Angela. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
She says she passed, so I'll take over for her.
Is this Brian?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. How y'all doing?
I'm
about to read my morning prayer that I get from the app, the Bible app, every morning. It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Hebrews 13:2. This scripture is a reminder that we should treat all people well. It reminds us that everyone we meet may be an angel sent from God, even though we may not be aware of it. The admonition harkens back to the Old Testament, which tells of several incidents of angelic visitation. Every stranger we meet is surely not an angel, but every stranger we meet is surely made in the image of God, so we need to treat every stranger accordingly. Father, help me to live in life which I treat everyone, friend and stranger, just as I would treat you. You, just as I would treat any angelic messenger, help me not to be a respecter of persons, as you are not, but to treat everyone with love and compassion as you do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that morning prayer, Brian. Let's see here. We are going into the sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone I need to add or take off the list? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this sick and shut in prayer goes out to Auntie Wally and Kamisha, Joseph, Trey, Uncle Dave, Brian, Daniel, the Williams family, Sylvia, and Hazel. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way. We ask that you give them the strength that they need so that they may continue to press forward. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that the precious blood of Jesus cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we're at the birthday week of May 16th through the 22nd. Any birthdays we need to honor?
And Brittany, no, Regina.
Jordan's birthday.
Oh, yeah, Jordan. It didn't pass.
Well, the Thursday. Okay, but we were all getting out.
Now they were the 14th.
Oh, so
I should have
went back a whole another week.
Yeah. You got 2 weeks on there. DeMarcus.
Yeah, because we missed last week.
Damn, how old DeMarcus, huh?
Yeah. 29.
29. Oh, man, I'm getting old.
Everybody getting old. Getting older. At least one day.
Let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us an honor and singing a birthday song, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Dot, for that beautiful song. And we're moving on into the praise report testimony, song or poem, or even more Bible verses that you would like to share with the group. If not, you can just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Mother May.
Pass.
Okay, Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Brother Hubert, any testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a brief testimony. And I'm going to read the Arm of God prayer. My testimony
Amen.
Is that although we is on vacation down in Augusta, Georgia, and we having the time of our life, see your family all over again. It's been a blessing to me, and I want to thank God for making it possible.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I am thankful for your mighty armor you have provided for me. I put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, sandals of peace, the shield of faith to protect me from all fiery darts of the enemy. And I pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, that I will use it against all the forces of evil in my life. I place on my feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, Lord, to be by my God and my shield, be my God and my shield around me. Take me into the and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91. I pray on your mighty armor and lead, pray in the spirit all times and on all occasions. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that testimony, Brother Huber, and the armor of God prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to do Matthew chapter 5, verse 2 to 7. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing Matthew 5 with us, Auntie Dot. Let's see. That brings me to Brother Brian. Is there any testimony, praise, support, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report. I want to thank the Lord for blessing me with this brand new Saturn View. It's been helping me out. It's going to help me out in the future. So I just want to bless him.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm just going to say a poem. The title is With Jesus' Help. I will do my best. Jesus will give you the strength you need when you trust him and do your best with love, with patience, and with gentleness in your heart. Then don't worry about tomorrow. Put your complete trust in the Lord. His grace is sufficient. His power is always present. His arms will hold you. His spirit will guide you. His strength will sustain you. His love will surround you. His presence will watch over you. Lord Jesus, with your help, I will do my best. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. The next part of this meeting is to assign parts for next week. 1 Samuel 11. Auntie Carrie, will you be available to do the audio or?
I will.
Thank you. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer? Okay, how about a volunteer for the closing prayer? Okay, between Andrew and myself, we'll take care of those two areas. Next, we have our closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their head. Lord, we praise you with our lips and with our lives and hearts. Our very existence is a gift from you. To you we offer all that we have and are. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. One God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, the song that I have is something that we have tried to sing on our own in the past, but I would just like to say happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers. I always love my mama. Amen. Amen, amen. Always love my mama.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, is there anything anyone would like to share before we just come to a close? Okay, well, that
you always, Loretta.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you, he's always on vacation.
All right. Praise God. Hubert always on vacation. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellon family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we thank you for the audio player, Auntie Carrie, and we ask that you bless us throughout this week, Lord. We will remember to put you first in all that we do so that you may direct our path. God loves you and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. We love you.
I love you.
At home.
Come on,
baby.
Why you got to change
me?
I'm like,
feeling. Hey, baby, come here. What? Where is baby? Where is baby? Where is baby?